Page 208. Life without big tech.
A few months ago, I set out to answer a question: whether it's possible to live life without the services of the tech giants. Over the course of 5 weeks, I blocked Amazon, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, and Apple, one at a time, in that order.
I am blocking Amazon
to find out how to survive without each one. Not only did I boycott their products, a technologist named Dhruv Mehrotra designed a special network tool for me that prevented my devices from communicating with the tech giant's servers. That meant that ads and analytics from Google wouldn't work. It meant that Facebook couldn't track me across the internet. And it meant that websites hosted by Amazon Web Services hypothetically wouldn't load. To end my experiment, I spent a week blocking all five of the tech giants.
Good to see you.
Me too.
It's so nice to see you not on a screen.
I'm glad to say I survived to tell this tale, and I learned a lot along the way.
Let's talk tech giants.
Yeah.
The tech giants have steadily bought up companies that give them more market share and a fuller view of consumer activity in a given arena. Facebook gobbled up Instagram and WhatsApp as it saw their share of the social networking universe expanding. Microsoft took over the platforms where people get work done: LinkedIn, GitHub, and Skype. Google expanded its insight into what we do and what we look at by buying DoubleClick, YouTube, and Nest. Amazon wants to eat up the retail industry, from Zappos to Whole Foods, while Apple mostly seems interested in acquisitions that will improve its existing products, such as Shazam for Apple Music, Beats for headphone technology, and MapSense for Apple Maps.
Combined, the Frightful Five over the last decade have bought over 400 startups and companies. They face no antitrust pushback from regulators.
That means their footprint on and offline is huge. Even as I blocked them and boycotted their products, they continued to try to interact with my devices thousands, and in the case of Google and Amazon, hundreds of thousands of times.
It's changed our lives in ways we regret. And I think a lot of people feel this anxiety. I kept seeing like random stories about I quit Facebook, you know, I quit Instagram, I quit Google. It's like, we want to get away from this. We don't feel that it's healthy, but we don't know how to step back.
Copyright Gizmodo.